Good morning. Welcome to Sunday service at Everett Unity, and thank you for joining us for our Burning Bowl ceremony today. Let's start our time together with a reading from the Daily Word. Sunday, December 27th. Release. I take the best and leave the rest. My experiences of this past year have brought me gifts of insight, new perspectives, many chances to grow and stretch myself, and perhaps the opportunity to develop a skill that serves me in my work or brings greater enjoyment to my leisure time. Some experiences have been painful or difficult. These too have offered their gifts. I accept all that has come my way. With gratitude, I bless it all. I find the gifts and release what no longer serves my growth. Assured that God is my dependable source, I release any pain of a financial setback. In the joy of restored health, I release any memory of illness. Grateful for all modes of connection, I release any pain of loneliness. I move forward feeling lighter, cleansed, and renewed for my journey forward. The scripture today from Isaiah 43:18. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. Well, I'd like to welcome you again to Everett Unity this morning, and thank you for sharing part of your Sunday with us. I do have a few quick reminder announcements. I want to remind you, of course, that if you need to reach out to our chaplains, they are available. You can reach them through our website by emailing them at chaplains@everettunity.org. Send them off a quick email and they'll get back to you as soon as possible. You also can always reach out to Silent Unity. They provide prayer support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call them, you can send an email. There's also an app if you have a smartphone. So please don't sit out there on the other side of this camera wishing that you had someone to pray with, because we have a lot of people available to provide that support for you. A reminder, we also have the Community Support Fund if you need some financial support and find yourself running a little short at this time of year. We do have funds available and would be happy to help. Reach out to us also at office@everettunity.org, and we'll be happy to get in touch with you and talk with you more about how we can help. We do have several of our classes on Zoom. You can join the Happy Hearts group Monday nights at 7:30. We have two Course in Miracles classes, Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Wednesday morning at 10:15. We have a little social hour get together on Zoom, which we all agree is totally insufficient for our regular social hour where we get together and drink coffee and visit with each other, but it's better than nothing. That's right after the service here on Sunday mornings, and then our board of directors meets on the third Wednesday of every month, and you can join in on Zoom and be part of that as well. I would like to let you know we are going to be having a special presentation after service today. So after we sing the peace song, if you have a chance and can hang around just for a few minutes, we'd like to include you on something very, very special. So hang around for a few minutes after we're finished with service this morning. And then we're going to be getting ready for our Burning Bowl ceremony, so if you want to take a moment now and grab your pen and your paper and get ready to go, Terry and Savannah are going to lead us in a song, and then we'll get started with our ceremony. So thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for that beautiful song. All the songs this morning have just been so enriching to my soul. I love it. Thank you. Yeah. So what a year it's been. I mean, my gosh, coming to a Burning Bowl in 2020, like Cindy was sharing with me this morning, it was just not too long ago, we said, oh man, 2020, it's going to be a great year. And it has been a great year for a lot of people. But whether it's been great or terrible or however you view your year of 2020, it's certainly been miraculous and profound. A lot of stuff has happened. And so I think about, I don't know for you how your Christmas was. I hope it was good. For me, I felt so tired when I finally stopped on Christmas Day. And it felt like just all the doing and the busyness just came to like a screeching halt. And I just felt all the weight of the doing. Not just of Christmas, but of the whole year. And so I kind of wanted to address a little bit of that before we really get into our Burning Bowl ceremony. That, you know, I look around our room. and the people that have worked to bring you church. You know, we've all come together the best way that we could, but we were never set up to go live. You know, I'm looking at you through a webcam. We've got another one for the musicians and a microphone in the middle of the room that hopefully picks up good sound, you know, and it's been clumsy. You remember the first couple of weeks, we carried the one camera from the front to the back, you know, and it was bouncing around. Then we had our sound delay where who knows what happened in cyber world, but the mouth didn't match the words, and maybe that is happening right now. I don't even know. So we've been at the mercy of the tech gods in many ways, but we made it work. And we got it going. Why? Because we feel like what we do is important. And we want to share these things with you, no matter what it takes. So we do the best that we can. And we just want you to know that we're always working to improve that. And had we known what was going to happen, things might have gone a little bit different. But we're here right now, doing what we're doing. And so that brings us to today, where we honor this tradition of burning bowl. This flame, this one little candle, will burn up everything if we but give it a chance. So what we really do in Burning Bowl is we release what's in the way of our best life. And that is not easy. When the daily word got read, I'm thinking the magnitude of the difficulty of living those truths is not what it sounds like when we read it. It sounds rosy and like, oh yeah, let's get right on that today. But it's a lifelong endeavor that literally will rip us to the core to rebuild us. And that's what the fire represents, the fire ceremony. The phoenix crashing and burning to rise up from the flames. They say in the spiritual life, you must commit yourself like a moth to the flame. You know how a moth just wants to get into that flame and become one with it? We must let ourselves completely be engulfed by it, just like we burn up these things in the fire. Easier said than done. Like Charles Fillmore always said when people would come to him, they'll say, I will do anything, Charles. I will do anything you ask me to, except change my mind. I'll do anything but change my mind. Because if there's one thing I want to be, it's right, even if it kills me. So you've got your paper and your pen, hopefully. And if you can, find a quiet space. If you're in a room, maybe close the door. This is going to be an introspective service today, where we're going to be doing some meditating and some deep looking, searching. The spotlight of the intuition is going to look in our soul to see what's in the way. So having said that, please close your eyes for a moment. And instead of a meditation, I want to read a series of affirmations. And you can just let these do what they're supposed to do, whatever that might be. Today, I let faith bless my day and pave my way. I call upon the strength and the power of the Christ in me to accomplish all that is mine to do. I am guided by divine wisdom in every thought, every word, and every action. I am a radiating center of divine love. I have the power within me in every moment to create my best world, and I envision good unfolding in every situation. As my understanding of a spirit-centered life deepens, it helps direct my thoughts, my feelings, and all of my activities. I see and engage the world around me with positive assurance. In prayer, in meditation, and through every living being on earth, the living spirit of truth is speaking to me. I choose my world in alignment with this truth. My will is directed through a heart-mind connection with spirit, which always reveals the best and the highest good for all. I'm willing to move in that good way with every step. I affirm that prosperity and joy and bliss come to me always and in all ways. I am willing to do the work required for this to become my reality, no matter the level of difficulty. My life is balanced and in order, even when things seem so way out of my control. I enthusiastically accept my good and go forward to achieve my purpose, no matter how difficult that purpose may seem to be, or how big or how small. Out of no way and out of nothing, a way is made. I here and now release anything and everything that no longer serves this purpose and my unfolding good. I am filled with life, sweet life, and all that I do is a blessing to the world. The living Christ Spirit has awakened me today, and I behold the Christ in all life. And then in our heart of hearts, we simply say, and so it is. So today, we honor what has been. We look forward to what's to come, and then we let it all go. And just like the daily word, that's not so easy. But this practice will put us right in the now moment. And if you really think about it, being here right now in the present of this moment, all is forgiven and released. It's when we worry about what has happened or what might happen that we suffer. And so this practice of being present brings us present to the realization of this incredible gift that we are indeed co-creators with the entire universe. That our laying hold of that divine power literally creates our life. So we give thanks for all that has taught us, the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, all the experiences of our life. And in that way, doesn't what's happened in 2020 become a golden opportunity? Often something happens that we don't want to deal with. We might lose something, a job, a pet, a loved one. We might have been given a responsibility that seemed way too much, but we had to show up for it nonetheless. Maybe we're feeling older and our abilities are beginning to diminish. Things are changing. We don't see and hear as well. Whatever it is, we can now consider that these things are actually blessings. And they're helping us to grow right now into better versions of ourselves. Many times, it's in the letting go of something that is the freedom and the power. It's in the letting go of something that actually makes us stronger. Isn't that a weird thought? Isn't it something that I have to get to be better, stronger, able to live in my own feelings of inadequacy? I don't think so. It's about what we let go. So we can move past these resentments and these grievances which hold us in place. And as I said, how much easier said than done. Who would I be if you were not wrong for my life? Even though we might lose something, it makes room for a new experience to come through, a higher understanding of what is actually real and what is actually true. We remember our eternal nature, not in some faraway place, but right here and right now. And what we think we want might even be in the way of that. Have you ever really pondered that? That what you think you want, if you were to get it and you're sure it's going to make you happy, has that ever really happened? And that when we let go of even that to receive what is mine to do, we realize the gift of our lifetime. So it's in the letting go that we begin to realize with a deeper sense that all things are always working for our highest good. So take a moment right now, please, with me and close your eyes. And consider your last year. January and February, the winter, as the spring started to break in 2020. March and April, May and June, into summer, July and August. September and October, and then the winter came, cold weather started to roll in, November and December, and here you are. Just think about your year. What has happened that has really impacted your life and the way that you see the world? Now drop away from the thinking and come into your heart space. Let the light of God come in and wash away any darkness. And then bring your attention back into your mind, into your thinking mind. And consider again this year. And then when you're ready, write something down on your paper, something about what's come, what has most impacted you. Things that you love or hate, that you're grateful for or resentful for. You don't have to get too intense. You can just write a couple of words down to describe it basically. And just take another few seconds and finish that up. Just a brief little thing. So even though our tendency is often to stay in what has been, to drag along that past with us, we begin now to plant the seeds of a better, higher and happier, more fulfilling life beyond appearances. It is this strange practice of denial and affirmation, but in a very healthy way. Who are you really? Who do you wish to become? What do you keep in your consciousness that holds you back from realizing this? When you think of the human being that you would like to become, what pops right up to tell you that it can't be done? Do you feel that you lack something? Remember the promise from Jesus. Whatever you ask for in prayer is given you. That's a big deal. It just may not come the way that you think it should, the way that you would like, or even the way that you demand it to be so. So perhaps something that mom did or didn't do holds you back. Maybe it's the ex-husband, wife, boyfriend, or girlfriend who cheated you out of something, the bullies. Who knows what people hurt you, took something from you in your perception. Situations, limitations, anything that might stand in the way of you becoming the best possible you. Sometimes it takes a little while to find these things, but they're there, like a thorn in the toe. It's this crazy teaching about Jesus that he said, "Behold, I make all things new." And so we say, "Well, Jesus, where are you? Because I need some help. I need my life to be made new. I don't like what's happening." But what this actually means is that the Christ consciousness within you, the same one that Jesus cultivated as his very life and told us that we would cultivate too, this Christ consciousness is capable of beginning anew in each moment in an ever higher light beyond all appearances. The strange little bugger we call faith. As well, the power to let go is right now within reach, no matter what it seems. But you know, if you're holding on to something down on the earth and your hot air balloon is trying to lift you up, you just can't go unless you let go. And then you can grab with both hands and begin to ascend to a higher place where you can see more clearly the world and your life and what you're doing. So you see, this is no small task that we're charged with in the Burning Bowl ceremony. And it comes at a time where, at the end of this year, for me personally, where I look and I say, oh my God, what truth is in this teaching, but what am I not willing to let go of in my own life? The phoenix rising from the ashes is a great way to see it. This little flame here, when you think about it, it is so pure and holy, but the flame, the fire ceremony, is actually an inner process. You know, when you think about that, we're always working to bring that lower energy up to the spiritual eye. And we talk about the light of God all the time, and that is the real fire ceremony, to offer ourselves to the divine in whatever way that we can to be free of these limitations. And that sounds like something that's out of reach a lot of times, especially in our world today, when we come face to face with things that seem like we have to do something about them in a material sense. We've got to stop this. We've got to do something. We've got to get busy. That's true. But the inner process needs to happen along with it, or else we'll just go along beating people over the head with our belief system. So it's no small thing. I heard I read an article in a blog that a woman had written about fire, and that she was afraid of fire her whole life, deathly afraid. She plotted as a little girl what she would take when her house burned down. And she knew exactly what things she would take with her. And later in her life, her and her husband lived out with their three dogs and three cats out in the wilderness, and a forest fire came along. And it was moving towards their house, and the authorities said, you know, be on the lookout because you might have to evacuate. And so one night, in the middle of the night, big knocking on the door, and the firemen had come. They said, you got to leave right now. And she said, I didn't know what to do. I was frozen, and my fear as a young person came face to face with me. It was going to eat my house up. And she said, as her husband started grabbing the precious family paintings off the walls and the things that they could take with them, that they held dear, she said the only thing she cared about was anything with a heartbeat. And she said, we already had our three dogs and cats in the car, but what about all the feral cats that we took care of? She said, I didn't care. I started to grab them and throw them in the rig. And she said, I got a hold of this one, and she bit my hand right through my thumbnail and shredded me. And I held on as long as I could, but the pain won out, and I let the cat go. And she said, I thought it was going to die in that fire. She said, through my tears, we drove off. And then she said, Mother Nature changed her mind and at the last minute did not engulf their house. But she said she walked back every day until they could come back a couple weeks later. Every day before that, she came and fed those cats. And when she finally went home, she said, this fire had changed the cat that bit me. And she said, he's laying on my bed next to me right now. He's my best cat. And she said, talked about that divine love and facing her fears and what was really important to her. And she said, it wasn't until I was willing to let go of every material possession that I realized my real freedom. And that is the fire ceremony. To realize that whatever we allow to be burned up is not something that we have to let go of, but something that we get to let go of. And so this talk today, there's a lot of heavy-duty stuff that we talked about. When we confront that inner child that's afraid, there's nothing worse, there's nothing more painful, and there's nothing more freeing at the same time. So I ask you again, what are you willing to let go of? What is your greatest haunt? And so we come together again now in meditation. Close your eyes. and settle back again into that quiet space within. And please take a moment to feel your heart, whether it's with your physical hands or just inside of yourself. And see what's come up for you. This is not easy work. This is facing our deepest fears through the eyes of Christ. And as you're holding your heart, I will offer some affirmations that you can repeat if you would like to, either silently within yourself or even out loud wherever you are. I am ready for change. I open my heart and mind and create a space of invitation for my highest good. I forgive. My intention is clear. I now sever all bonds that have held me. I am now free to live my truth. So we are here together in this heart space, safe, secure, and loved. Place your hands back in your lap and let your precious heart melt with your precious soul into the loving arms of Spirit. And now invite your higher self, asking some simple questions. Show me what is in the way of my best life. Show me what needs to be released, eliminated, and let go. All right, meditate for as long as you wish on this. And when that thing has come, or those things that you wish to release, go ahead and write them down on your paper. And we'll take a few minutes for this. Okay, so then we just do a quick little review of that and ask ourselves, is there anything else? And then when you're ready, we're going to release that into the fire. And remember, the fire can be symbolic within yourself. It can be in an actual flame. If you have a safe place to do that, you can shred it in a paper shredder, throw it in a garbage can, stomp on it on the ground, disintegrate it in a mud puddle, launch it into outer space, whatever it is that you want to do with it to symbolize letting it go. You could even just crumple it up, put it on the desk next to you, and get ready to throw it into the garbage when you're done with that. So some things were coming to me when those beautiful songs were being played. It's almost like it pulls this out of you, or at least for me it's like that. These things that I'm looking at, my little shadows that I'm willing or not willing to release and let go. And I'm reminded of in the 12-step work, there's a step 6 and 7. After we do this intense inventory and we look at these same things, and the co-founder of Alcoholics Anonymous, Bill W., said in a writing, this is what separates the men from the boys. And the what that means to me is it's what separates our child from our adult. And those two steps are real simple. That we became ready to let God remove all these defects of character. So we're ready. And then the next step is we humbly asked to have these things removed. That's no small task. Because it's saying that for my entire lifetime, these resentments that I've held on to, I'm willing to finally let go of them. No small task. So in the Sweat Lodge ceremony, the fire ceremony is a part of that. And there's these stones that we heat up in a big giant fire. And the stones take the energy of the fire into the center of them until they become glowing red hot. And then we bring them into the lodge and set them in the center. And we sit around those stones, and the door comes down and it's dark except these glowing stones. And on those stones we place different things. But when it comes to the prayer round, what we do is we place the things that we want taken from us, from the depths of our soul, into the wherever it came from, just away from us. And so we pray into those stones. And usually there's a lot of crying, there's a lot of begging, there's even bargaining. God, please take this from me because I no longer can deal with it. And I'll never forget one of my very first sweat lodges when the door was opened and the smoke rolled out of there, and the guy pointed up who had poured the water and he said, imagine that your prayers are being taken up to the Creator. And that's what we do with these things that we burned up. We imagine those being taken back to their source and disintegrated into the allness of life. And that's what we're really doing here. And then what this guy said to me, I'll never forget, and I want to say it to you now. He said, remember, our only job now is to not pick those things back up again. Easier said than done. All right, close your eyes and be with me in this last affirmation. Perhaps the most important thing we do all day. And again, you can repeat this silently within yourself or out loud. Now peace surrounds me. I am at peace with myself and with others. Love is my divine inheritance. And through inner devotion, I claim it fully. I manifest my good now. And so it is. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kevin. This burning bowl ceremony is always so powerful to me, and this year in particular, I don't know if it's just the emptiness of this sanctuary or if it is the culmination of this entire year, but this seems particularly important to me this year, and I hope it does to you. We've all been through a lot, and many of us this last year have had an easier time of it than others. Many of us, we haven't gone hungry, we haven't been homeless, we haven't worried about paying the bills, but you know, a lot of people are having a different experience. And it's a good time to remember that whatever happens to the least among us is happening to all of us. We carry this pain and worry and anxiety and grief in us, along with our brothers and sisters around the globe. And so we're a part of history. We always are. But this year it seems particularly impactful, and you wonder, oh my gosh, when this horrible thing happened in the past, what would I have done if I was there? If I was there in the uptick to the world war, or when some cataclysmic historic event happened, what would I do? Well, we're part of that right now, today. And so what we do from this point forward, what we burn up in this fire, what we choose to take into the next year with us will be really important. It will be important for us individually, but it will also be important for us collectively as a church, as a community, as a country, and as a world. So I just want you to know the message that you shared with us this morning, Kevin, is really important, and I hope that you will all take it to heart. So let's finish our ceremony now with another song. Savannah's going to lead us in more singing.
All right, we're going to sing I Release and I Let Go, and I just put the words in the comments. There was a time in my life I thought I'd have to do it all for myself. I didn't know the grace of God was sufficient. Didn't know the love of God was at hand. Discouraged, struggling just to make it through another day. You've got to let it go, let it all go. And this is what you have to say. I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith, I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. I release and I let go. I let the Spirit run my life, and my heart is open wide. Yes, I'm only here for God. No more struggle, no more strife. With my faith, I see the light. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. I am free in the Spirit. Yes, I'm only here for God. Amen.
It's like a wonderful prayer. Kevin will lead us in a closing prayer.
All right, so we're going to do it real simple today. Take your hands together and rub them up and get that heat going. And we're going to rub them until we get a little flame going today. And then imagine that flame and send it out into the world. Take a nice breath in with me and let's have an om together, shall we? With that om, we harmonize our soul with all souls to realize the bouquet of souls here on earth as one great family. And we contribute to this family with all that we are, with every thought, word, and action. May all beings everywhere be peaceful and happy. And so it is. Amen.